Com.
Drama over the weekend is over this battle on government funding, Obamacare, and a potential shutdown. I'm just crafting our Facebook question here for the What's on Your Mind audience. And here's where it is so far. Isn't compromise what D.C. craves?
Oh, yes.
I mean, haven't we been told just...
And transparency.
Just compromise and, you know, find a place in the middle.
Cuddle.
You know. We wanted compromise, right? The House GOP over the weekend passed a counteroffer.
Wonderful.
Of a one-year delay in Obamacare, as well as a repeal of the medical device tax, which a lot of folks don't like. Isn't that a better deal for Democrats than a total defunding of Obamacare?
Oh, absolutely.
So isn't that a reasonable compromise?
Great idea.
So why is Harry Reid and the D.C. Democrats, Barack Obama, still turning up their nose?
Because they don't want to have that much attention on the worst bill of all time 1 month before the next election.
So in other words, they'd rather have a government shutdown now.
Everything they do is about political power. They don't care. They obviously don't care about the people. They're about power.
So what now? If you're the House GOP, what do? You just go to shutdown?
Polls say, please don't. I like the way Michelle Bachmann frames it. It's not a shutdown. You know, the active military is going to keep going on. Post offices will be open, Social Security. And, of course, because of the amendment, they can't lower all of the congressmen and senators will get paid no matter what because of the amendment about can't change their pay midstream. I think it was the 25th, something like that.
You know, I don't know that I think if you're a political junkie, you're paying a lot of attention to this brinksmanship. But I would imagine that, because of how it'll be reported, you're right, it's not a government shutdown. I mean, the Social Security checks go out and the essential government services are there. So it's not a shutdown in the truce. I mean, some things.
But I can't go to Mount Rushmore. Come on.
Yeah, the parks. And I mean, they don't issue gun permits and, you know, some things like that, right? But at that point, a lot more people will pay attention. Who will they blame?
Well, when you think of the heavyweight of intelligentsia and the sycophant press, they're going to be leaning to blame Republicans. You know, that's the hope of Obama. He feels like he's got the high ground, which would be novel.
Yeah. Anyway, you can answer that question on our Facebook page, or you can give us a call at 855-200-1776. During this hour of the program. Love to get your take on this. I said last week, and I remain in this camp, I think we need, as a country, a wake-up call. We need a two-by-four to the side of the head. And quite honestly, I think in other words, for the Republicans to cave now and to say, okay, they're going to be rolled forever. I think at this point, they have to stand the ground.
Red line.
This is a reasonable compromise. It isn't a total defunding of Obamacare. It's a one-year delay. They've already, the administration themselves has acknowledged that there's been a lot of delay. The bill's unpopular. I mean, at this point, to me, you got to find five Senate Democrats.
Not one Republican in the House or the Senate supports this bill. It's a matter of tactics. It's a matter of means to the end. But it is so egregious that not one Republican. That's a lot of people that can't find any good reason to keep this thing.
I was checking out John Hovind's Facebook page over the weekend, and a lot of people were very upset with him that he did not vote with Ted Cruz on the cloture vote on Friday. And a fair amount of misunderstanding because of the point you just made. I mean, John Hovind is against Obamacare.
Right.
Every Republican is against Obamacare. And I must say, and I'm welcome to, take some criticism from this. I don't think our target should be John Hovind. You know, if we don't like Obamacare, obviously there's different tactics. I talked to Senator Hovind on Friday, and I said, why did you not vote with Ted Cruz? And he explained that he was going back and forth between Ted Cruz and others and trying to get. He said, here's the big thing. He said, if Ted Cruz had prevailed with the 60 votes on Friday, the House bill was dead at that point, and we were at a government shutdown. I think we're better off sending our bill back to the Senate,
to the House,
and let the House add a provision that we have a shot at getting votes on. So his point was, you know, had the 60 votes prevailed on Friday, we'd be where we're at now without really that opportunity for one more reasonable compromise.
And see, force the socialists, because this is socialized medicine, this is not Democrat anymore, one man, one vote. This is a profound change in our country. Force them to be reasonable. Expect common sense. This makes perfect sense. All of the wheels are off. It's not equal justice. We got the unions. We got the government. We got all kinds of exceptions. There should be no exemptions for a law. We're supposed to have equal justice under the law.
Yeah.
This is not law when a president can. He's already, like Michelle Bachmann said, he has already altered Obamacare 17 times himself. By presidential dictate, which he had no authority to do. His job is to implement law.
And that's where I think you've got some political peril for Democrats who see a bit of a train wreck. They see the bill unpopular. They see all these exemptions. They see these delays. So a one-year delay gives everybody a pass. In other words, you can still be for Obamacare and be for a one-year delay to say, hey, we got to sort some of this out. You know, it's a big law. Let's take a time. We're forcing this question October 1, and we don't have. So I think a one-year delay is a reasonable compromise.
Great compromise.
And, you know, I think most people will see that. Now, how it gets reported is a whole other thing. But so anyway, that was John Hovind's point, was what we now have, and that is a reasonable compromise, was only possible because it was sent back to the House.
But how did Heitkamp vote?
Well, yeah, I mean, but same way as he did.
Well, then why is... She's the one that we can actually get some real political leverage on. We just need a handful of Democrats to turn. She's got a chance to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she might even be facing recall, Scott.
Well, I think Joe Manchin has already said that he's for a one-year delay. You know, so if she went along with that, you'd need, four more, right? Not many more.
That's right.
You'd need five Democrats in the Senate.
Yeah, but remember, you gotta have 51 votes because the tie goes to Biden. So that's the magic number, is 51. So
yeah, I'm looking at a story here. Joe Manchin, he's a Democrat from West Virginia.
Right.
He's the one that's been taking on Obama on coal. Said story in the Washington Times, Joe Manchin has apparently broken with fellow Democrats on Obamacare, saying that he would support a one-year delay in the health care law's individual mandate. Central tenet of the new law.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, said he backed a stopgap funding measure that puts the individual mandate on ice. There's no way I could not vote for it.
There's some other potential really good help, like retiring Democrats, like Baucus, like Tim Johnson. They don't have any political vulnerability anymore. And this bill fails on the face of it. It's not ready to implement.
And I'm not sure the ones that don't have any political vulnerability help us at this point, right?
No, but what I'm saying, they could vote for a one-year delay
without
consequences.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. On the other hand, you've got Democrats like Pryor in Arkansas and Begich in Alaska and others that are in tough races.
Big tough races.
And yeah. And should be looking at the unpopularity of the Obamacare.
And they are.
To say, hey, we got to get here.
They are wobbly.
Yeah, that's why I think this thing makes some decent sense. And I think, Senator Hovind's point.
So if Begich makes Sarah Palin too huffy, she'll jump in the race, and he won't like that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, it'd be great. And she's thinking about it. She's getting an awful lot of encouragement. I love that barracuda with lipstick.
So here's the question. Isn't compromise what D.C. craves? Isn't that exactly what the House GOP counteroffer of a one-year delay to Obamacare did for Democrats? You know, it's better than totally funding. It's a reasonable compromise, yet Harry Reid and the Democrats are still rejecting it in favor of a government shutdown. What now? A shutdown? Who will get the blame? Doesn't matter. Yana says, ours have not shown backbone for a long time, so why should Reid and his lapdogs, including Heitkamp, cave now? They will wait it out and win short or long term because we don't have enough cruise control on the Hill or in Washington.
Did Heidi Heitkamp vote for Harry Reid?
Yeah.
That's not North Dakota.
As leader, you mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, how could she possibly betray the people of North Dakota like that?
Well, I want your take on this at 855-200-1776. Big story of the day. More coming up. Folks, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less. Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Passages, Lyle Stewart there for you. Yes, that's why I remember to tell you the time. Some Lyle Stewart's time passages. Hey, Steve Bakken will join in just a moment here, and we'll talk through some of the issues we'll tackle today on the program, including a couple of guests that will join us in the 10 o'clock hour today on the program. Clay and Cass County have a code red test going on today. The Code Red Emergency Notification System Have you enrolled yet? If you have, you get these critical code red emergency messages from Cass and Clay County. It's a September National Preparedness Month. And so 1 o'clock this afternoon, a code red call is going to go out to all residents. If you don't receive the call, you can go to the Clay website, the City of Fargo website, Cass County, or Moorhead website. Click the code red logo to sign up. Those who have already enrolled to receive code red alerts but have recently moved or changed telephone numbers are encouraged also to visit the website. Click on the code red logo to update your contact information. Notifications are provided at no cost for all Clay and Cass County residents. And it's basically storm activity, evacuations, shelter locations, and just another way to be able to get any pertinent emergency information. Okay, so if you don't get it at 1 today, it means you're not signed up. And if you know you haven't signed up, you can go to the website, CassCountyND.gov. Clay County's website is co.clay.mn.us. Or you can go to the city websites, which are always ci.fargo.ndus or ci.morehead.min.us. Anyway, wanted you to know about that today. You're on that end of the state. Steve Bakken is here, and he and I will chat with Larry Scogin, the now acting chancellor, or interim, I forget which now. He's gone from acting to interim, I think, right?
Oh, it's temporary to acting to interim now.
Right. Anyway, he has a longer-term temporary job, put it that way, as the head of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, or the North Dakota University System. North Dakota Board of Higher Ed actually giving him that post on a more permanent basis. And so we'll chat with him about the challenges in higher ed. Clayton Peterson will be here. He's the Dakota representative for the NRA. We didn't get a chance to talk about this other than to mention it last week, but John Kerry, the Secretary of State, signed the UN Arms Treaty last week. So what does that mean exactly? We have to dig into that. What it means is it's all the more important to stop its implementation now, and the Senate would have to vote on it, and we just need to pay a little closer attention. That's my bottom line on that.
The big difference is, too, is when you start talking, getting in bed with the United Nations, they really don't have our Constitution as a consideration. So do we have an administration that's selling out our Constitution, our Second Amendment rights, for a quote-unquote greater global good? And I think that's something we really need to guard to. You know, with everything else that's going on in Washington right now, this kind of passed under the radar.
It did, and probably by design, to tell you the truth. So anyway, we'll dig into that a little bit today on the program, too. Look forward to that. And, of course, you know, the showdown continues, dominated much of our discussion last week on Obamacare, government funding. So we'll spend a little time on that today with the program. I noticed over the weekend that John Hovind was getting a lot of grief on his Facebook page for his vote on cloture. And I'm not sure that's warranted. I want to talk with the audience a little bit about that today. I mean, if you don't like Obamacare and you're from North Dakota, should your ire be directed at a senator that supported it, like Heidi Heitkamp, or someone that's been against it at every step of the way? It feels like we're eating our young here a little bit. Am I wrong, Steve?
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. But this comes back to that, the lack of participation in politics. I think people have decided where Senator Heitkamp's going to vote, and I think they've thrown away the opportunity to voice an opinion to her and try to tell her how North Dakota wants to vote. So everything is getting lumped on Senator Hovind. People have given up the ship on Senator Heitkamp's vote. Now, whether or not that's warranted, I would like to think if enough pressure gets put on the senator's going to vote the conscience of North Dakota. I don't care about a party affiliation, and I'll give Senator Heitkamp props, at least on the gun issue and a few other things. People need to keep the pressure on Senator Heitkamp.
Well, I think the gun issue is a prime example how that pressure works, right?
Yeah.
And how your voice can be heard. So to the extent that there is a lot of angst and anxiety and dislike of Obamacare, I don't know that we should be throwing in the towel on Senator Heitkamp on that issue. I think we ought to be directing it there. I mean, I'm a little bit confused on how, we're critical of someone that is in agreement with us on the basic premise that Obamacare is bad and ought to be stopped, rather than someone that's supporting it.
You had an opportunity to talk with Senator Hogan over the weekend and got a little background on his thought process. And
well, here's my question. All right, number one, why did you vote against Cruz and Cloture? And his point was, because I wanted the House to have another bite at the apple of something that we actually can get some, Democrats to join us on and actually pass.
And they did that.
Right, and because his point was, if Cruz had prevailed, then we were at shutdown then, and there was no chance for that second bite at the apple by the House. In other words, the House bill would have been dead at that point. It would have been over, and we'd have been at shutdown. So, and he said, look, it's not that we're not ultimately possibly going to be at a shutdown. We may, and that option's not gone yet. It's just one more, and I actually think. In a time when everybody's craving compromise, well, not everybody, but you've got, some folks who think compromise is a good thing. And if there is any political fallout here, people saying, well, why won't the Republicans compromise? They are. They went from total defunding to a 1-year delay. Seems reasonable, doesn't it?
To me, it does.
And that couldn't have happened without another bite at the apple by the House. So, I think now the pressure should go on a handful of Democrats to say support this. I mean, if Heitkamp got as many phone calls today as she did during the whole gun debate, she'd be under some serious pressure to join a handful of other Democrats and say, hey, wait a minute here, we better do this. I think it's a lot better use of your energy if you are against Obamacare than being mad at John Hovind. But anyway... We'll let the wise audience of What's on Your Mind sort all this out today and tell us what they think. If you can't wait to weigh in, call now, 855-200-1776. Steve Bockett and I back just after the top of the hour. Full hour on this in the first hour, so stay tuned, folks. We'll have some fun.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. account includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Smokey Bandit theme song, I think. I can't remember the name of it, though. Eastbound and Down?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Eastbound and Down.
Now you're talking.
Old Jerry Reed action.
You know, Jerry Reed is such a great guitar player.
Here's what I think we ought to do today. I think we ought to ask folks to call Heidi Heitkamp and say, get to work.
Right.
I mean, the Senate right now is sitting here saying, we're not even going to meet till this afternoon. We have a narrow window.
Right.
How arrogant is that?
How out of touch is it? We need to start talking about recall. Why?
I mean, get to work.
Does North Dakota have the right to recall? This is serious. 80% of the people in North Dakota don't like Obamacare. And Heidi is their public servant.
I mean, I prefer to focus on the matter at hand. The matter at hand is a government shutdown.
Right.
The House worked over the weekend. They passed a compromise. And now the Senate effectively... here's what ABC's Jonathan Carl said on Good Morning America this morning. By taking the day off yesterday and not coming in until this afternoon,
the day off.
Senate Democrats have effectively run out the clock on this latest shutdown showdown.
What pathetic chicken.
This now leaves one path to averting a government shutdown. House Speaker John Boehner would have to wave the white flag or surrender and have the House vote on a clean government funding bill with no Obamacare strings attached. Should he?
Absolutely not. You cannot vote for that which compromises your core convictions. You cannot submit to that tyranny. We'll be fine. This ain't a depression. I got some extra popcorn I can share with my neighbors. Maybe we'll learn the difference between what we need and what we want, and it is profound.
All right, here's some of your comments, and we'll welcome more of these on the air at 855-200-1776. Matthew says, shut it all down. The people will then realize an overbearing federal government is not needed and, in fact, will be better off. Laura says, I swear Obama takes all of his cues from West Wing. As in the movie or the television series, rather? Blair says, who cares about where the blame rests? I care more about Congress doing what is best for the majority. The problem is that too many people are afraid to do what is right because they may offend the minority. Bob says, compromise to the left is always giving in to their demands. If you don't side with them, then you are an obstructionist.
Right.
Barb says, we have a constitutional republic form of government, not a democracy. Learn the difference.
Amen.
Anyway, welcome more of your comments on the program. But, you know, we've got a who's going to blink here? Who should blink? I think if you're in Minnesota, you got to be calling Al Franken and Amy Klobuchar and say, get to work.
Yes. And there is no excuse for them not being in session right now. Get to work.
And
folks,
and
call them.
And vote on a compromise.
You got that number.
Heidi Heitkamp, Max Baucus in Montana, for our listeners out there, John Tester,
we got
Johnson.
Yep.
The number's 202-224-3121. That's the main switchboard number
right.
for the...
And just say which your senator is. Say, I want to talk to Frankenstein. No, Franken. Excuse me.
Yeah. Exactly right.
And Tim Johnson. I think Tim Johnson... And remember, Baucus called this a train wreck. He was part of the author. I think Baucus is a potential vote. What has he got to lose? He's done.
Well, it's a compromise. I'm going to call right now.
Call right now.
I won't put him on the air, but I'll have it in my ear and walk you through this process, okay?
Right. That's a good idea.
Thank you for calling United States Capitol.
This is Reality Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
I got voicemail that they're busy.
Oh, they're busy. That's
but
a good
sign. Call is important to them.
Call is important. Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to hold.
Mm-hmm.
And my call would be answered in the order it was received.
Well, I see.
And
well,
they also thanked me for calling my United States Capitol.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah.
And
now I've got some real... Listen to this music. Can you hear that?
No. I can't hear it.
It's elevator music. Let me try a speaker.
Why don't they
tax
have
dollars at work?
Why don't they have God Bless America? Why don't they have decent stuff?
This NPR?
I know. It was Stravinsky.
All right, I'm on hold. While I'm on hold.
Yes.
Let's talk about...
remember, we're counting down how long it takes you to get off of hold. You've been on hold for 1 minute now.
Yeah. It's actually a good sign.
This is a good sign, yes.
It means other people are calling, see?
Yes.
Let us know what happens when you call. 202-224-3121.
And, you know, people have waited in line for 2 hours to talk to Rush. Well, I'm sorry, no matter how emblazoned your heart was about that issue, this is much more important. So, folks, get in line and tell them... Please, have a compromise.
By the way, let's talk a little sports.
How fun.
Ponder.
Ooh.
Schmonder.
He looks sad. You know, he couldn't contain his concern about his future.
You know, Chris, executive producer of this program, is a big Steelers fan. Does he look a little blue in there?
Oh, yeah.
And they, Twins, Vikes dominated.
Oh,
much of the game,
yes.
But it did get a little shaky.
They had
at the
that last-minute woes. And, of course, Walsh missed his first field goal in about a billion years. I think he was 19 in a row for two seasons, and he missed a chip shot, which made it really interesting down the stretch. But our defense came roaring through. And
Castle was great.
He was great. Absolutely
spark
great.
For the Vikes.
He's got an arm on him. If he misses, he missed high and threw it 50 yards down the field.
I say bench Ponder.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, we were 0-for. We got a win now. So, Vikes win yesterday in London.
Could you imagine if Fraser tried to start Ponder? It'd sound like, let's go to the guillotine.
Why?
You know?
Well, you mean, yeah.
No, if he insisted.
If he switches horses again.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Twins. The big Twins talk is over Ron Gardenhire and whether or not he ought to keep his gig or not. And, you know, his contract's up, so that's, not good timing. And, of course, I think it's the third straight season where they've had more than 93 losses. So, you think Gardy's going to get fired? Should Gardy be fired, I guess, is the question. Twins are family to you. You think it's time for a change?
You know, I got to say, this losing streak at the tail of the end of the season.
I think the Polad should be fired, to tell you the truth.
I do, too.
All the talent they've lost is the reason the Twins
are losing
games.
They gave away their number one RBI guy.
But a skipper is designed to win with what you have.
Yeah,
right?
And he pitched some people that have proven that they shouldn't be pitching. He had better to lose all those games and end up not improving on last year. They end up with 96 losses again. That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
He has had three abysmal seasons back. But I really like Gardy. I like the way he can.
Tell me what you think should happen then.
I think they should fire Gardy.
It's time for a change.
I do. And get some spark plug in there. Like, you know who I'd like to see manage? Dan Gladden. They need a Billy Martin kind of fire. I really do.
There you go.
Some pizzazz.
Pull Danny Gladden out of the broadcast.
Please. I'd put him. Danny Gladden has got the doggone. He's got the Billy Martin pizzazz.
I miss Billy Martin.
I do, man.
Billy Martin.
Here he is, 5'8", and he goes and knocks the crap out of Ted Ulander, 6'2", 230.
Did Billy Martin coach the Twins for a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 year, right?
Oh, and they got, and they're stealing bases like they're crazy.
Yeah.
That was,
he, why didn't it last?
His temperament.
Yeah.
Billy Martin had some issues. He had some anger management problems.
Oh, I'm getting a ring. Finally getting one.
Oh, finally.
Yes, Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office, please. So what was that? It was 4.5 minutes on hold.
Yeah. Not bad. Better than Rush.
Yeah.
Well, folks, da 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 da. But I don't think Heidi will be there. Where will she be?
I don't know. It's 9:40.
She should be there. She should be. She should be out of the tub.
Yes, I'm calling to ask if Senator Heitkamp is going to vote today to compromise and go with 1 year delay on Obamacare. Go to work. Vote on a compromise. You'll pass that along for me? Thank you so much. Scott? Thank you very much. Hannon, H-E-N-N-E-N, Fargo, North Dakota. Bless you, my son. Yeah. He has no idea how she plans to vote. But he can pass along anything.
Well, that's great communication, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I had anybody answering any phone in my office, they would know how I was going to vote on the most important issue of our, what, year, month?
Yeah. They got to go to work. They got to get to work here.
That person should be fired or, you know, Heidi's not even talking to her staff.
Anyway, whatever you think she should do, vote for it, vote against it, actually vote, you know, call them up.
But where is she?
And by the way, again, the folks that that report to Harry Reid, that take their marching orders from him, those are the ones you need to hear from, you need to talk to today. In Minnesota, it's Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken. In North Dakota, it's Heidi Heitkamp. In South Dakota, it's Tim Johnson. In Montana, it's Max Baucus and John Tester.
That's right.
202-224-3121. That's the number.
312? That's one number short.
No, it isn't. 202. 224-3121.
31, okay.
Yep, 3121. 202-224-3121. That is the telephone number. All right, here's some more comments online. Chad says, they all have rectal cranial inversion.
Oh! Woohoo!
I don't know what that is.
Well, that means you put their head where the sun don't shine.
I see. Rectal cranial inversion.
Hey, get out of here.
It's all their way or the highway. The way I see it, both parties are to blame. Chris says, plus it gets the Dems off the hook through another election. Good job, John.
No, they're not going to get off the hook.
Good job, John, I assume means Senator Hoeven. But again, I feel compelled to say if Ted Cruz had gotten 60 votes on Friday, we just would have started what we have now. In other words, the Democrats aren't voting on the compromise. They certainly weren't going to vote on a defunding.
But let me play devil's advocate a little bit.
Please do.
Cruz is extremely popular.
He is.
And he resonates with a lot of people. And what so many, especially the Republicans, I mean from libertarian to constitution, the reason that Ron Paul and Rand Paul are so popular is because they draw lines in the sand that they stand behind.
Right.
And they don't breach it. That's what the American people want is leadership. They see the wishy-washy president getting jobbed, getting hustled, played by Putin.
Okay, but what I'm saying is everything Ted Cruz stands for still is we're able to do now.
Right. But all
he was doing was calling the question a little bit earlier than Senator Hoeven wanted to call the question.
But making it really clear, whose side are you on?
He wanted one more bite at the apple on the House. So, you know.
I encourage people not to hate John Hoeven for that. He's opposed to Obamacare, folks.
Last thing on sports, by the way, the Bison, a big win against SDSU.
Monster game.
Way to go. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud, something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota. is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them. And lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlankFamily.com, Youngevity link.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Is the What's On Your Mind preview program where the Northern Plains comes to talk. The number one talk show in North Dakota. How about that?
Whoa, that's tremendous.
Yes. KLTC Dickinson. KTGO Tioga. Let's just come west-east, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
KCJB Minot.
Wow.
K-Fire Bismarck.
Yes.
Yes. AM 1100 The Flag. Covering eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. Glad you're along. I'm going to do the weather here, but we have about 5 minutes in this segment, and it took me 5 minutes to get through to Senator Heitkamp's office. I think it's your turn, Mark.
I'm going to call. Should I? I think I'd like to call for our Minnesota listeners, Senator Franken. How's that?
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to call Senator Franken's office, and we'll see. Now we're going to start the clock right now at exactly 8:50
yeah.
Central Time.
202.
202.
224.
224.
3121.
3121.
And we're doing this respectfully. We're just saying,
oh, yeah.
Go to work and vote on a compromise.
I'm not going to curse.
Vote on a compromise.
Isn't this, you know, so I don't, none of us should be rude.
No.
Let me know if you get the music again and they put you on hold.
One little ringy dingy.
Is that right?
Mm. Oh, thank you.
They're busy still, right?
They're busy.
Yeah.
They're going to play me something from a Russian composer.
Oh, is that right? Okay. So you're getting the same thing I am. All right.
Oh, I think it's... Oh, it's one of Bertoli Grasinski's musics.
Is that right?
Oh.
So you're getting the elevator music again.
It's Russian elevator music.
I see. Here's the forecast, folks, for today. In the valley, sunny. And we should hit a high about 75. It's been a nice day.
Oh.
Under sunny skies.
I want to play tennis.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Low tonight about 52.
Ringing, ringing.
It's ringing already. Okay, that's good. So you're going to ask Ralph Franken's office.
I am.
Okay. I'll see the weight is lessening.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, please.
What'd they say?
One moment.
One moment, okay.
They're ringing.
They're ringing now.
That's good.
We can't put the other side on the air here because you can't do that unless you tell them they're on the air. So that's why.
Oh, right.
That's why we're doing this in the proper manner here.
Well, I can't tell them they're on the air unless they're on the air.
Well, and they aren't on the air. They aren't. You are.
I am.
Yeah. So, in other words, you could put them on the air if you said, I'm putting you on the air. But
yeah, I don't want to trick them.
No. You're just trying to register your vote here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, it went dark. It went quiet. Hello? It quit ringing and it went dark.
Is that right?
I think the NSA got me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Beat me up.
Crying out loud. Come on.
Hello? This is the Prime Minister of Lithuania.
No.
They don't like royalty.
It's dead, huh?
Yeah, it's dead. They dropped me.
You better call again.
I'm on a list.
All right.
Okay.
You call again, I'm going to finish the weather. So anyway, 50 right now in Fargo-Moorhead. I'll just run through tell you where the temps are around the region. Tioga is chilly, 41 degrees and sunny skies at our KTGO studios. Grand Forks, 55. Minot, 46. 43 in Bismarck, 43 in Dickinson. It is a chilly day. And the oil patch today, here's what you can expect. About 64 for a high. We'll have sunny skies through most of the day, some clouds rolling in, and then some thundershower activity in the afternoon. About a 40% chance through a good chance of a good portion of the afternoon. That'll subside, and actually the sun will come out by early evening before sunset at 7:32 tonight. 41, the overnight low, where it sits right now. And then looking later in the week, 61 Tuesday, Wednesday 57, Thursday low 50s. Get a little of this. Friday's high, mid-40s in the oil patch.
Wow.
In the valley, we're looking at, as I said, sunny and 50 this hour, heading for 75 today. It'll be sunny most of the day. A few clouds by mid-morning and all sun through a good chunk of the afternoon. A few clouds again late in the day. Sunset at 7:08 tonight. And 52, the overnight low tomorrow. Sunny 70.
Yes, I'd like to have Senator Klobuchar's office, please.
Do you think they'll maybe actually answer? Yes, you're going to switch her up.
What did you say, ma'am? Ringing.
It's ringing now. Okay, very good.
I'm trying the other one.
Wednesday, low 60s in the valley.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've had some trouble this morning. Anyway, I just wanted to
go to work.
Kind of shocked to see that Senate isn't even in session until 2 with the impending shutdown. But also, I would ask her to consider to vote for the compromise with a year extension on Obamacare. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
So they didn't ask your name?
No.
What'd she say?
I'll pass my comments along.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Think she's blowing you off?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she found out you were for a compromise, wanted to vote, then just get you off the phone?
She didn't have a happy voice. She didn't have a smile on.
No?
Oh, you can tell.
Well, come on. They work for us.
I'm no longer a Minnesota resident, so I guess I should have done something different, I suppose.
High temps, by the way, in the valley by Thursday in the 50s. Mid-50s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 50, and lows in the 30s. October is bringing seasonable temperatures. That's the bottom line.
Seasonal. You know, we had one of the great blizzards of all time on Halloween. It was just crushing and
that's
bitterly cold.
I don't want to think about that.
Mm.
All right, so we're going to talk about, as it pertains to Obamacare, whether Senator Hoeven or Senator Heitkamp ought to get the brunt of our ire in the Senate, and whether they ought to just go to work. So we're going to talk a little bit about this compromise and the Cruz vote, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. If you want to leave an off-air comment, 855-200-1776. That allows you to just leave your message. If you want to talk to us live, 800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind all across the Northern Plains, straight ahead.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.